This is Jay Sekulow, and we have breaking news. Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, granted immunity by the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We have some interesting breaking news by way of the Associated Press, and this on the now closed investigation, FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Congressman Jason Chaffetz just telling the Associated Press that Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff, Cheryl Mills, and two other staff members were granted immunity in exchange for cooperating with the FBI.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Apparently, Chaffetz describes this immunity as saying that Mills gave the federal investigators access to her laptop, so that she would not have any charges against her. That was the exchange. He went on to say, quote, "No wonder they couldn't prosecute a case. They were handing out immunity deals like candy."
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
This is indeed breaking news. Cheryl Mills was the chief of staff to Hillary Rodham Clinton when she was the Secretary of State of the United States of America. She was the chief of staff. She was granted transactional immunity by the FBI during the investigation on the condition that nothing they found, including information on her website, on her emails, on her computer, could be used against her. When you eliminate the chief of staff as a potential target of an ongoing criminal investigation, you are sabotaging that investigation. And that is precisely and exactly what has happened here. Two other individuals were also granted immunity. The then director of the State Department's Information Resources Management Office, he was granted a transactional immunity, and Clinton aide Heather Samuelson granted transactional immunity. This is a big deal, because to prosecute Hillary Clinton, which of course the FBI had no intention on doing, when in fact you have a clear grant of immunity to the number one person, the number one aide, the number one assistant, the person that was in charge of the day-to-day operations of the State Department, the chief of staff, you've eliminated the ability to prosecute. Dan Bennett, our director of governmental affairs, our Office of Governmental Affairs, has been in contact with Jason Chaffetz's office. Congressman Chaffetz broke this news just moments ago. What did you find out, Dan?
Yeah, information coming out from the House Oversight Committee. Reached out to the chairman's office just before coming in studio, Jay. Hope to hear back from him by the end of the show. But listen, it looks like this was in the FBI report that came to the committee. And I would just quickly say, listen, Cheryl Mills is on her way to the White House. I mean, this is going to be an election issue. I expect it will come up in the debate, because if Hillary Clinton wins, yep, Cheryl Mills is probably going to be the next chief of staff for the president of the United States.
All right, we just got this in, Jordan, from the Daily Mail. Heather Samuelson, was tasked with going through the former Secretary of State emails. So she went through the Secretary of State, this is Hillary Clinton's emails. She's granted a transactional immunity. Cheryl Mills granted transactional immunity, the chief of staff, and the head of the information office. Yeah. They set this up so you could not investigate.
Right, these were the kind of individuals that, so you get this information, but it can't be used against them. This is the information Jim Comey, of course, was utilizing and discussing in that press conference a few weeks back when it sounded like prosecutions were going to be announced. And guess what? They made it impossible, the FBI, Dad, to bring prosecutors, because they were giving out more than this. Remember, they gave immunity to the guys at the server farm. And that guy's not even showing up. He's violating subpoenas, being held in contempt by Congress. So they gave out so many immunities that they couldn't prosecute anyone except for maybe Hillary Clinton herself. Yep. And that's the most unlikely person to face the prosecution.
And Fan just points this out. Cheryl Mills was the link between the Clinton Foundation and that's why she wanted her emails protected with immunity, the Clinton Foundation and the State Department. Folks, this is uncovering a juggernaut. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan's going to let you know how you can engage right now, and then we're going to let you know about the book in a moment.
You can join us right now by first giving us a call, 1-800-684-3110, or join us live Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live there right now.
All right, folks, it is time to get your copy of Unholy Alliance. This is the day, last day, where it really counts. Very important for you to get your copy of Unholy Alliance, our dad's brand new book, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. You can buy the book online. It's
buyunholyalliance.com. And that's where you get signed copies.
That's buyunholyalliance.com. Of course, you can go through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your local bookstores as well, folks, including the chains. Get your copy or copies today so that we can get this to more people across the country. We need to make those lists to do that. Help us.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Yep. Want to talk about the post call, too.
Folks, this is obviously a lot of news, and we're going to be covering Cheryl Mills, this immunity deal. It was just announced by Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Our government affairs team is involved there, getting more information. We know now three more individuals. There were others that were already given immunity, but this is a very high ranking, and so we'll take comments about that as well. Of course, what it just indicates and makes clear is that the FBI had no one to prosecute left because they gave everyone immunity, and when you do that, of course you can't bring a prosecutions. No wonder Jim Comey said we recommend no prosecutions. Who was left?
They granted immunity to the two main culprits.
So it's outrageous, folks, and the head tech person at the other company who stole their say. Yeah, sure. This is just trickling out again. But, folks, I want to make sure you understand how important it is, while we're talking about some of these other issues, for you to get a copy of Unholy Alliance today, and here's why. One, we want you to be informed. Obviously, our core audience and listeners, we want to be informed with this information included in Unholy Alliance, which is about the agenda that Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's by Jay Sekulow. It was in bookstores just a few days ago. But you can also still help us reach more people with this. So not only will you get informed and maybe get another copy for friends and family so you can get them informed, but we want to be able to reach more people with this information. Here's how that happens. You sell a lot of books the first week it's out. That's just the truth. You sell a lot of books. You make bestsellers lists. When you make bestsellers lists, the placement in the store changes. Lots of newspapers across the country have got to review the book.
Amazon puts it in a different spot.
And so, but so it all comes down to those New York Times lists, though. That's how you get it to the next level. And what do I mean? I think of it like a grassroots campaign. We want to reach more people with information that we all agree with. We've got to get it into their hands. That means they need to be able to see it, whether that's seeing it on the Amazon site more directly, you know, without even having to search for it, or seeing it at their bookstore, seeing it at the airport bookstore when they're walking through to their flight. We need you to go and buy a copy or copies of Unholy Alliance today. You can do it at your bookstores, Barnes & Noble, or your local independent bookstore, as well as go to, this is a pretty cool offer, it's brand new, buyunholyalliance.com. That's buyunholyalliance.com. And there, you'll be able to get a special, there's 3,000 of them, and there are some still remaining.
Yes, there are.
A special signed copy with
right
a plate
now.
That actually number, with a number, of which of those special editions that you received. And right now in the studio, our dad is signing these books for people as we speak. So you can get a very special, unique copy of Unholy Alliance signed by Jay Sekulow, but also including the numbered plate. Very important, folks. So buy unholyalliance.com to get those signed copies. And is that the one that also you can get a secondary?
Yeah, so we got a special arrangement for our members and those that are listening on our radio audience, our TV audiences, our friends on Facebook and Periscope, where you buy one at the retail price, which is $27, and the second one is half price, and they're both signed, as I just signed these two. So this is the last day to do that, so we encourage you to do that.
Yeah, so folks, we encourage you again. And this is, when we say last day, this is the last day the sales 100% count towards making those bestsellers
Saturday,
lists.
You never know.
Right. You don't know with Saturday and the reporting and the online reporting. Today, if you went to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online and ordered, you can do that as well. But you can also utilize this great service at buyunholyalliance.com. That's buyunholyalliance.com. And also, you know, I encourage you, for our real supporters out there, think of it as almost like a, you know, supporting the ACLJ.
Well, it is, because everything that goes to that site, they're making a contribution back in addition. So that really helps.
Yes. So, but think about it like this. Maybe buy one through buyunholyalliance.com and go to your Barnes & Noble today and buy one, or a local bookstore and buy one. Do both, because that will really make an impact for us, because you want sales in both. That's how the algorithm works. We want to reach more people. So you're helping us get the information, all of us, like all of us listening right now and that support the work of the ACLJ, that all of us agree with. So go to buyunholyalliance.com, get that special signed limited edition, plated edition, or go to your bookstores today.
All right, let's go ahead and take some phone calls. And I know there's a lot of comments coming in. Again, if you're just joining us, big news on the Cheryl Mills front. This is the chief of staff for Hillary Clinton. She was granted transactional immunity so that nothing that the FBI found on her computers or statements she made could be used against her. The two other people, one was in charge of the technology office. He got transactional immunity, and Heather Samuelson. And as we found out, Heather Samuelson, who was in fact in charge with going through the actual emails. So they basically, the FBI granted immunity to everybody that could have been prosecuted in this case. That's it. So there you had it. So it was a setup from the beginning. We said it was a faux investigation. Guess what? It was a faux investigation. All right, let's go.
All right, yes, a comment did just come through. Okay. They just said, this is from Don, if there's nothing underhanded going on, why does the FBI need to give immunity to Hillary's staff?
Here's normally what happens. That's a good question that came in. Normally you give immunity because you are going to prosecute someone and you want their testimony. Here they gave immunity so that they didn't have to prosecute everyone. And that's exactly what has happened here. And, Than, I'm sure that is what Jason Chaffetz's office is going to be telling you when you speak to them this afternoon. This is a setup, was a faux investigation from the first place, which is exactly, frankly, and precisely what we said.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead.
I've actually been emailing back and forth with The Hill why you've been talking, Jay. And listen, this is what everybody's talking about. And here's the thing. You wake up on a Friday, you grab your coffee, your bagel, and then you look to see what revelation happens on a Friday. This one happens to be Cheryl Mills. But here's the bottom line.
Always on Friday.
Cheryl Mills is at the center of every single scandal that Hillary Clinton has been involved with. So this was not just some fringe player. This was one of the key components. This is somebody that they only should have granted immunity to, Jay, is if they could get the information needed to prosecute Hillary Clinton. It appears they did neither.
Yeah, well, because they never intended to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yep, let's go. Oh, a lot of people have called in. Let's go to Bob in Connecticut.
Hi, Bob. One. Hey.
Yes, Jay. It's Bob in Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know, are these negotiations for immunity structured directly by the Justice Department and Loretta Lynch, or are they structured from the FBI? Because as you mentioned, if you remove everyone from prosecution, then and if it's Loretta Lynch's office, shouldn't that be considered obstruction of justice and then be an impeachable offense by Congress?
Well, here's the thing. The FBI would have to get approval for immunity from the prosecution from the Department of Justice. Remember, the Department of Justice is the main department. The FBI works with is a department within there. By the way, this is breaking down news. Everywhere I'm looking, this is what I'm seeing. This is Cheryl Mills' story. Here's what happens. So the FBI grants the immunity. Now, normally you say, oh, they granted Cheryl Mills immunity because they are really looking at her boss, Hillary Clinton. But that's not what happened here. They granted Cheryl Mills immunity. They granted the staff that was in charge of deleting the emails and the head of the Information Technology Office immunity because they never intended on prosecuting Jordan, anyone here.
No.
Period.
It's the opposite of how you're supposed to use immunity. They used immunity. This is such a Clinton, classic Clinton, right? You use immunity, which makes people look guilty, kind of. Yeah. You're not supposed to assume that, of course, in our legal system, but it makes you look guilty, right? I mean, when you're saying, you can see my information as long as you can't use it against me. But they used it not to get at someone else or a whole group. Usually you grant immunity to someone like Cheryl Mills, who would be powerful enough that the data she has would likely, they're never 100%, but likely would lead to a number of prosecutions.
Correct.
So you grant one high-level person immunity
so
to reach the others. Here, they were granting everybody immunity.
Yeah.
One after another, after another, after another.
And I don't think we know all of them yet.
And no, I mean, well, the other folks we know outside of just these individuals, Platte River, so their staff who've been ignoring congressional subpoenas, they did this to shut down the investigation itself. They misuse immunity so that there was no one to prosecute. There was no one to bring charges against. I mean, no wonder. Could you imagine that when they submit this to the DOJ? Who's left?
No one.
What are you going to bring in, like the junior?
Just Hillary Clinton, who none of these people are going to testify. I mean, this was a sham. And it'll be interesting if it comes. It should come up on the debate. It should come up on the debate Monday night. All right, Logan's taking another call.
All right, continue. Let's go to Mike, who's calling in New Jersey.
Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay. It seems that you guys are straining out Hillary Clinton's gnats while you've been swallowing Donald Trump's camels. He has using his charity organization to pay off people who have been suing him.
Hey, Mike, before you get into the charity organization, I know you listen to this broadcast, and you know, Mike, you know, I have been very critical when necessary on Donald Trump, and I've been very critical when necessary on Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, there's nobody that's going to say we're a shill for either one of these candidates. But go ahead, please finish. I know you listen to this broadcast. Go ahead and finish, please.
Right. I mean, what crime could Hillary Clinton, in the worst case scenario, be charged with?
Well, destruction of evidence.
It's a felony.
That's one felony. The utilization, everybody forgets the server was not authorized, which also was a clear violation. That's what started this whole thing. But Mike, they never intended to do it. I mean, that was never the intent. And there's an investigation. I know that Donald Trump's being investigated now by the New York State Attorney General's office, which I think, by the way, and I'll just say it, is a bunch of political nonsense.
Yes.
Now, if there's anything there, is the Attorney General the one that really should be investigating this, or should it be an IRS audit? And by the way, one's criminal, one's civil. What Hillary Clinton was accused of and what her staff got immunity from is criminal prosecution. It's a very, very different scenario.
Yeah, this is not trying to defend Donald Trump, but when I dived into it a little deeper in these headlines, the Washington Post, as usual, so misleading.
Yeah.
They were donations to charity to settle legal disputes. So in their settlement was,
donate,
we're going
to
donate. And so it came from the charitable foundation.
Which is how it happens.
And it's his money.
Yeah.
I mean, all that's right. His money.
We'll take your calls when we come back. Logan, we'll take your comments as well.
That's right. You can join us one line open right now, but it's probably going to be gone quick. You can join us on Facebook and Periscope, though. Facebook.com/JaySekulow. Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow.
And don't forget, unholyalliancebook.com is the way you can get to the three sites. But if you want that special arrangement that we've worked out with publisher, buy unholyalliance.com. Buy one at full price. You get the second one half price. And I'm signing those for you. Those will be signed by me. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Obviously, breaking news. Cheryl Moon granted what's called transactional immunity from prosecution. She was the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. She was granted immunity for the transaction, which means nothing that she said or information on her email, laptops, whatever it was, could be used against her. Also, in addition to that, another staff member that was in charge of going through the emails of Hillary Clinton also granted immunity. Then, in addition to that immunity grant, you had an immunity grant to the Office of Technology for the State Department. He was granted immunity. And Jordan, as you acknowledge, you had a grant of immunity to the Platte River people.
Yeah, so people outside of the U.S.
So there
government.
Was no way you could prosecute this case. There was no one left to prosecute.
Yeah, I posted that on my Facebook page as a comment to the article that with the Washington Times breaking this news story, that this is a misuse of immunity. Immunity is supposed to be limited use so that you could get at people you want to prosecute. You have reason to believe you can prosecute them, but you need a little bit more evidence. So you grant someone high profile enough that's got access to everything or was CC'd on everything, like Cheryl Mills. And so if you just granted her immunity, that might make sense, because then you can go probably after a dozen folks.
Yep.
If you grant her immunity, her deputy immunity, the
There's
person
no
going through
go
the emails, the person running tech at the State Department, and the person running the private server, all immunity, who are you going to file against? And you know what? The most difficult person to file against alone is Hillary Clinton. And you're going to rely on those who were given immunity, her aides, who are also work on a presidential campaign to indict her, indict her?
But also you had the link. Cheryl Mills was the link between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. And as Jason Chaffetz has now wonderfully said, I hope we can get, I don't know if there's sound on this, but I wish there was. No wonder they couldn't prosecute a case. They were handing out immunity deals like candy. What are you hearing? I mean, Dan, you're right there on Capitol Hill right now. I know this is the talk of the town right now.
Yeah, it sure is. And every scandal that Hillary Clinton's a part of has Cheryl Mills' fingerprints on it. There is nobody higher. Listen, what I'm hearing on the Hill, Jay, is that this immunity would have been acceptable had Hillary Clinton been prosecuted. I mean, that is literally the only reason that you grant Cheryl Mills immunity, because she's the chief of staff. If you're going to prosecute Cheryl Mills, maybe you look at Uma Abedin for immunity or someone down the line. But the only reason that the Hill would have tolerated this immunity is if the FBI would have then prosecuted Hillary Clinton. We already know they didn't do that.
This is absolute, utter nonsense. Understand, absolute, utter nonsense. Logan, let's take some comments and some phone calls, and you make the choice which one you want to start with.
Some comments. A lot of people are asking, is there anything we can do, anything the ACLJ can do? This is from Joy on Facebook.
Yeah, so I already instructed our staff this morning to prepare a series of Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, they will deny them on prosecutorial discretion, but we may be able to get into court. But I will tell you something. Here's something you can do. We got to insist that there's more congressional oversight hearings, which I believe are going to happen, and also that this needs to come up in the debate Monday. How could they, if they ignore this, Jordan, if they ignore this at the debate Monday, that would be absurd.
Well, yeah, and it may be that Donald Trump has to bring this up on his own. I don't know if Lester Holt will or not, because a lot of the focus they've but under national security, which is supposed to be one of the main three topics on Monday night's debate, this falls under national security because the classified info, because the lying, because Hillary Clinton's, first of all, she still has not been able to answer this question. Donald Trump should remember that she couldn't answer Matt Lauer's question about this.
Right.
If she can't answer Matt Lauer and can't answer Anderson Cooper, Donald Trump breathing down your neck with the same kind of push and getting Lester Holt on board, which is possible, because I think even people who may lean towards Hillary Clinton want her to have a good answer for this. They want a good answer. If I was Donald Trump, I'd say, you know, where's your friend Cheryl Mills who got immunity? Everybody around you was granted immunity. And to me, listen, he's not the court system. You know what? He can say it just like all of us. When people are granted immunity, they committed crimes. It means that the government has decided that even those people likely committed crimes, we'd rather get their information we can prosecute other people.
Sure, if I was the lawyer.
They're saying, you know, you go after the people who are supposed to
have
the info.
If I was Cheryl Mills' lawyer, I just want to be clear. If I was Cheryl Mills' lawyer, guess what I would be negotiating for? Immunity. Why? Because if I'm thinking she probably committed a crime. So I'm going to get her an immunity grant so that she's not prosecuted. That's what a good lawyer does. Here's the problem. They granted immunity to everybody.
Yeah.
So there was no one to prosecute. And then nobody had to say anything. So this whole thing was utter nonsense from the beginning. And we've got to realize that. They pulled one on the American people, and we don't tolerate that. And the FBI and the Department of Justice should be ashamed of themselves. And remember, everybody said all these people would be walking out and quitting and talking. None of that happened. This was a faux investigation from the outset. Logan, let's get a call.
All right, let's go to Ron on line 4 in Bridgeport, Washington.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, just real quickly here, who has the authority within the Constitution to stop the illegal activities by the Clintons? I mean, you know, we our forefathers designed the Constitution to prevent this from happening. That's my question number one. And question number two, real quick, is...
Let me start with question number one. I'll go back to your question number two. Well, that's why we have a Department of Justice. I mean, the FBI is supposed to investigate allegations of crime and determine whether a crime's been committed. Take that, bundle it up, and send it. In fact, at that point, you send it to, guess who? You send it to the Department of Justice for prosecution. But when you've granted immunity, as Jason Chaffetz said, and given it out like candy, and there's no one left to prosecute, how do you make a case against Hillary Clinton when these people are basically... Everybody's getting granted immunity. She was always going to be hard to get. But the underlings who were organizing all this went to bin. But that's what happened here. So this was, I said, a phone investigation. But go with your second question, Ron.
Well, you know, no, first, do I hear you telling me, I mean, I'm a fifth-generation wheat farmer here. My great-great-grandparents homesteaded this great place here in the
West. I understand.
You know, are you telling me, do I hear you telling me that there's no recourse left in the Constitution?
Well, yeah, there's a recourse left.
I mean, are we just going to
Yeah, there's a recourse. No, Ron, there's a recourse left. There's an election. She's running for president of the United States. Make your decision.
Give her and these people that power. I mean, that is your choice you get to make. I'm not saying you need to. Everybody has to vote that way. But think about it. These are the people, along with Hillary Clinton, that will be empowered by her becoming president.
Yes,
so I think we have the ultimate way.
She's
no longer a federal official. So you're not, you can't impeach her. She's not the Secretary of State anymore.
The FBI decided not to prosecute. You can't bring a criminal.
If she comes in as president, it's not, impeachments are not about past acts. They're about the acts, you know, as president. So you're talking about a situation where this is, she has the ultimate judge and jury right here, the American people. And it's why this is hurting her. It's why these, remember we talked about this just weeks ago. We said, is the email thing over? And we'll be able to figure that out around the debates.
Right.
And now here we are on a Friday.
Before the Monday debate.
Before the Monday debate. And we heard the person other than Huma Abedin, closest to Hillary Clinton throughout her entire political
career.
Who was
in the hearings. Yes. In the, when Hillary Clinton was questioned, Cheryl Mills was in there.
Serving as one of Hillary Clinton's attorneys.
Lawyers, which is also a violation of the rules of ethics.
So her lawyer got immunity.
Yes. They gave her lawyer immunity.
You do wonder, I think that, you know, what the caller was talking about. What Ron's talking about is, could the FBI officials be subject to, like, violations of law?
Possibly, because...
By a new administration.
I think we need to take a really hard and deep dive and look at that.
Donald Trump would have an ability to clear house if he'd like to.
Let me tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. Logan's going to tell you right now how you can get the next 30 minutes of the program, and then we're going to ask you to do something very specifically.
That's right. You can still join us if you don't get the full hour of JSEC here live. Find us on Facebook, Periscope, and at ACLJ.org, broadcasting live. On the social media outlets, you can get your comment in that way because phone lines are jammed. The one line just opened up, 1-800-684-3110. You can also find an archive, JSEC Kilo Live Show. You can find it each and every day on the ACLJ app, which is available on iOS devices, iPhones, Roku, Apple TV, however you get media.
All right. Let me say this about the book. Here's one thing I do know, and then Jordan's going to make the pitch. We just learned on Amazon that we've jumped up to like number 27, which is
of all books, fiction. Cookbooks, self-help books.
The Hungry Hungry Caterpillar, which is always on the top of the list.
Books that are not part of the same category.
And if there's a banner right now that says bestseller. Now, that doesn't mean it's on the New York Times bestseller list because that's not out yet, nor has it been calculated. But this is a very good sign, which means today, and Jordan's going to tell you now, whether it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you go, it is really critical, folks. This is it. We've got 24 hours here to do this.
Especially for those of you who don't get the second half hour and you may be jumping out of the car or not maybe able to join us, go to buyunholyalliance.com. Get your signed copy of the book and a second book half off. Also, folks, go to your local bookstore and get a copy of Unholy Alliance or go online, Amazon, if you've got a Prime account, but you got to order today. Here's why. We want to make those lists not for the sales, but to reach more people. Help us reach more people with the truth. Buy Unholy Alliance today.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now, wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now, online, at unholyalliancebook.com.
We'll be right back.
we got breaking news. And the breaking news is top Clinton aide Cheryl Mills gets a transactional immunity deal from the FBI in the investigation of the email scandal surrounding former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. What is significant about this is twofold. Jason Chaffetz said they are handing out immunity like it was candy, which is the reason why they now cannot bring a prosecution. That's number one. But don't forget this. Cheryl Mills was also serving as the link between the FBI, the link between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. And she then became the lawyer for Hillary Clinton when she was being interviewed, which raised a whole host of ethical issues. She was granted immunity, as was a staff member who was in charge with going through the emails, as was the people that ran Platte River, the server, as was the head of the Office of Information Technology for the State Department. So, Than, you're in Washington, D.C. Reaction is starting to come in very swift on this.
There is strong reaction that this has to be a part of the debate, Jay, and the reason for it is what you just laid out. It is a national security issue, and the reason it conclusively is a national security issue is Cheryl Mills was literally the one interviewing people who had donated to the Clinton Foundation and then were put on boards with clearances and considering national security matters. So, you know, if the moderator or the media wants to say this debate is not about this, it is about this because this is a national security issue, and, Jay— yeah. If Hillary Clinton wins, Cheryl Mills is going to be in the White House.
Whispering in her ear, the other ear will be Huma Abedin. All right, let's take a call, Logan.
Yeah, let's go back to phones. Let's go to line 5, Dan, in Salem, Oregon.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, Jay. I've got just a real quick comment and something I'd like you to explain,
sure.
Please.
Sure.
I'm looking at Foundations of Freedom in front of me.
Yep.
And the last paragraph in Section 2, let me read it for you.
Sure.
The House of Representatives shall choose, C-H-U-S-E, not C-H-O-O-S-E, their speaker and other officers,
right,
and shall have the sole power of impeachment.
Yes.
Now, there again, I don't understand sole power of impeachment.
Well, an impeachment of an official comes from the Congress. That's how it starts in the House, goes to the Senate. That's how it's set up. So
okay.
that's the constitutionality of it. And by the way, Hillary Clinton's gone. Cheryl Mills, they're not in the government right now. They're probably all working for the foundation. There's nothing to impeach.
And let's be honest. I mean, like Jim Comey, you want to impeach him. You don't like what the FBI director's done. You don't have time right now. We need to all be forward thinking right now. Do you want to empower these folks
or not?
It's a choice all Americans get to make.
Yep.
Empowering Hillary Clinton and her team, which will include Cheryl Mills.
Or empowering Donald Trump and his team. That's a decision you all make. We don't make that decision for you. Do we have time for another comment? Logan, you want to take a call here?
I think we can get a quick comment, Ed.
All right.
Oh, you want to take a call?
No.
That's fine.
Okay.
A lot of people said, aren't they supposed to require testimony in exchange for immunity?
So that usually you make a proffer. It's called a proffer. That's a really good question. So you say, if I were to testify, this is what it would be. And then you decide the nature of the immunity. So here, I think, my guess is it went in reverse. They said, here's your grant of immunity. Now tell us what you're thinking. And I think that's probably what happened here. No one knows that but the FBI and the Department of Justice. But that's how this is looking. It looks like that's what's happened. Let's go ahead and take William's call really quickly.
All right, William and Macon, you're on the air.
Hey, William, go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Seeing the fact that all these staff and the FBI and Loretta Lynch and them have the same political interests.
Yep.
Why isn't that? How can we really even trust the FBI, number one? And number two, is that, you know...
Let me give you number one, because we're running out of time here for this segment, William. You can't. I mean, the truth is, we're not even reporting the fact. We haven't had time to get to it today. Hopefully, we'll get to it, I'm sure, later in the broadcast tomorrow, Monday, rather, is that the father, we know the father said, turn his son in and say he may be a terrorist. He also told the FBI, keep an eye on this guy. This is the one that did the New York stuff. What did the FBI do? Nothing. Same thing happened with the Sarnoff brothers. Same thing happened with Omar Martin. So my trust level with the FBI right now, I would call it zero. Zero. Our phone lines are open for you. Logan's going to let you know how to do that. Then we're going to talk about the book again.
1-800-684-3110 and get your voice heard today. A couple lines open right now.
Yeah, folks, here it is. BuyUnholyAlliance.com. This is a special just started yesterday, last night. If you didn't catch the Facebook and Periscope broadcast, that live signing event, you can get a signed book by Jay Sekulow, the new book on Holy Alliance. But also, it's plated with the number because there's a limited edition amount of numbers of these books. You go to BuyUnholyAlliance.com and you get your second book half off. That's a limited time offer, obviously. And so you can also go to Barnes & Noble.
It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com. Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. This is it for the book. We are literally the last day. I mean, Saturday sales sometimes count. You just don't know because it depends when they come in. But Friday sales do count. So here's what we want to encourage you is to go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy your books, and get Unholy Alliance. We have worked out with the publisher and with our friends at Premier Books the ability for our members, those of you that are watching this program or listening to this program, watching us on TV, to go ahead and get a signed copy of the book. I'm signing it, actually signing some of them today. I did them a bunch last night. And you buy one for $27, and they're going to give you one for half off. So, again, if you go to buyunholyalliance.com, you can get that book. Buy one, get the second one half price. And they're signed, and they will count for the listings here. So we appreciate you doing that. Let's go right back to the phones. We got a lot to cover.
Go to Alan in Salt Lake City.
Alan, go ahead.
Hi, my question is kind of a two-parter. Is there anybody that can bring charges against the FBI and Department of Justice? And the second part, has anybody checked the financials of these individuals doing the investigation to see if they've been bought off by the Clintons?
Well, they're not going to look at the FBI agents that are involved in the investigation unless there was evidence of something. So that's always how that's done. With regard to what can be done, let me go to Than on this. There is going to be a hearing with Jim Comey next week. I think this is going to take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, there's going to be a hearing with Director Comey, Jay. I think it's going to be followed by hearings with individual agents after Director Comey testifies. I actually don't think Director Comey's long for the FBI, and here's the evidence I would give to suggest that. There is no confidence within the FBI in the FBI itself. That's why Jim Comey sent this two-page memo agency-wide to all of his agents trying to explain the decision that he made, Jay. I would argue that probably most individual agents within the FBI were not happy with his decision.
No, I think that's right. And let me take it one step further, and Jordan wants to make a comment. I think right now, it's what we said in the beginning here, folks. This is a faux investigation. It's played out to be a faux investigation. It was a faux investigation from the start. It is one at the end.
Yeah, and I'd say when, Alan, this is a sad state of the FBI, but I think it's where we know from our IRS lawsuits and all of this, it's horrible. There have been a lot of FBI agents who have left, who have quit their jobs because they feel like they can't even do it. So this is not to cast shadow over every FBI agent putting themselves in a line of fire and a risk, or every bureaucrat attorney at the DOJ. But let me tell you, some politics has taken over. Regardless if you have good intentions or not within these agencies, you will be overridden with good intentions by politics. And so what we know is, Alan brought up the idea of, were they bought off? This is the sad nature. It's become so politicized that if you're an FBI, even bureaucrat, so you're not the Jim Comey political appointee, but even in his case, you're thinking, hey, I'm a political appointee. Maybe I get something higher for protecting them here. I definitely think that's at play because it's even if you look at all the predictions, it's a very good chance that Hillary Clinton becomes president. She's got at least, not to upset anyone, but at least a 50-50 chance.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean,
right.
At least.
Yep.
If not more right now, based on current polls. If that's the case, and you're one of these agents, so even at the bureaucratic level, or political appointees, so the higher up individuals, Jim Comey and his few directors that get appointed directly by the president, you're thinking, man, if we protect them, I could be up for an even bigger job
like
under the next administration.
Solicitor General of the United
States,
Supreme
Court
Justice.
And they know they owe me.
Exactly.
And so,
Attorney General.
In a sense, have they been bought off? They've been bought off by politics. And that is the sad state of our FBI and our Department of Justice.
It is tragic. All right, Logan, let's go ahead and take another comment or call.
All right, let's go to Joseph in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Joseph.
Hello, I'd like to get, Jay, get your response to what I heard about Obama giving control of the internet over to the UN.
Yeah, I think this is a disaster. We've not, unfortunately, Joseph, because of all the other breaking news we've been dealing with, we've not been able to spend the time on this. We want to. We will next week. It's going to come up, I believe, in the debates. Donald Trump said he backs Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz has put forward legislation to stop this. If you allow the internet to go from U.S. oversight to international oversight, you could see the end of the freedom of speech on the internet, because these countries and these government stakeholders don't have the same interests that the American people do and that we're used to. A disaster, this transfer from ICANN. So we are monitoring it. Dan, what is the latest on? I mean, we haven't had, again, we've not been able to spend the time I wanted to on it, but we are, I want you to know we're working on it. And Dan, our Office of Government Affairs, you all have been working on it. What is the latest on that?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it on air, Jay, but we have been fighting vigorously behind the scenes on this. Listen, as it stands today, on October 1st, this control of the internet, at least the backbone of the internet, is going to transition away from oversight of the United States. It's currently at the Department of Commerce. The only way to stop it at this point, short of a presidential conversion, is for the Congress to include in the funding bill a prohibition on that transfer. We're working with Senator Cruz, Senator Lee, and others to try to get that language in there. Jay, right now, the language that the Senate's considering, it's not in there. We're still fighting.
Yeah, we've got a fight here, folks, so we're going to continue to do that. All right, we'll take more calls at 800-684-3110. We'll take comments as well. What do we got next, Logan?
Let's take a comment. This is from William. He said the FBI under Comey has become totally political. And this is another one from Lori. He said, can the FBI be sued if they fail to investigate the individuals who committed the acts?
Not if they fail to investigate. But we went after, remember, we went after government officials in the IRS case, and we've won. We've been able to proceed because we think the IRS officials should be held accountable. But I will tell you, it's a very steep hurdle because of their, guess what they have? Governmental immunity. It's statutory immunity for these agents. And I understand why it's there. But I think you've got to, someone needs to appoint an inspector general or an independent counsel to determine what in the world is going on within our FBI, whether it's on the terrorism front, whether it's this email scandal. The confidence level in the FBI is probably at an all-time low, as it should be.
There's a comment that just came in on Facebook, and it says, it's from Don. He said, who has the authority actually to grant the immunity?
Okay, so let's talk. Jordan, I'll talk about this from lawyers. So generally what happens is the FBI agents will say, hey, if we grant this person immunity based on what we think they're going to say, it's called a proffer, this will help the prosecution of a case.
Right.
And usually that has to be authorized by the U.S. attorney. In this case, it probably had to be authorized by the attorney general's office because of the nature of the case. So you're normally doing this because you're trying to build your prosecution case. You're normally not granting immunity because you're going to dismiss everything.
No.
Why would you grant immunity?
You grant immunity, you target individuals to grant immunity to that can then lead you to a broader scope of prosecutions and maybe higher up people.
Right.
So, you get the chief of staff to Hillary Clinton, you give her immunity, maybe she gives you information, provides information that would incriminate Hillary Clinton herself. Maybe, but certainly others. Certainly folks who were handling the tech themselves, who were intentionally deleting things after subpoenas.
But they did.
All of that. But
they all got immunity.
Those guys also got immunity.
Yeah.
So everybody got immunity. Hillary Clinton didn't have to testify under oath. And her chief of staff, who got granted immunity,
was
able to serve as her attorney and be there when she was when Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI. It's sickening to think of where our Department of Justice and the FBI have gone a lot under this administration. You know, under the Bush administration, they would prosecute their own people.
Right.
I mean, for wrongdoing and appoint special prosecutors to prosecute their own people. In this administration, it's all about taking care of their own, and that is not the purpose of the DOJ or the FBI. And let me tell you something. Under the Clintons, remember Janet Reno?
Yeah.
It was the same thing. It was bomb Iraq when, you got bad stories out there, start storming Waco.
Yep.
Don't forget those stories. This is what it will be like if she is fully in charge.
We're not telling you who to vote for.
All of this. We have to remember history.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and we can take a couple more calls before the break.
Okay, let's go to Julie on line one.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jay. It's always an honor to speak to you guys, so thank you. This might seem like a naive question, but it is a full investigation. Who decided to make this happen? Does the president tell Loretta Lynch, who tells James Comey, don't do anything? And would everyone go along with it? How can they be that corrupt?
Well, they're in lockstep. I mean, this, when you got the bureaucrats in lockstep with an administration, it can be dangerous. And in this particular case, it can be really dangerous. So I think what happened here, word got out. I have no evidence that the president said do this or do that. But the president said early on in the investigation, Hillary Clinton did nothing wrong before the investigation was complete. He again tainted the investigation. Did the same thing with the IRS, by the way. That was kind of the president's modus operandi here. But I think that what happened was the attorney general, Loretta Lynch, never intended for there to be a serious investigation. Remember, she met with Bill Clinton on the airplane, okay? On the DOJ airplane, before the weekend before the meeting. So let's not kid ourselves. I mean, let's be realistic with what we have here. I mean, this is what we've got. So this was an ongoing fake investigation from the outset, and the American people were left holding the bag on this. Now, we are bringing actions against various governmental agencies for these kind of mistakes. We did it with the IRS, and we won. And we're going to continue to fight back on that. But again, I don't want to ignore for a moment the fact that you got to seriously fight. I mean, look, they're getting the Clintons, there's a different rule for them. No question about it. All right.
Folks, we need you today to go and purchase a copy or multiple copies of our brand-new book by Jay Sekulow, Unholy Alliance. And for the folks watching on Facebook and Periscope, you may see on the screen the different buying options. I'm holding it in my hand so you know what it looked like in your bookstores as well. Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. This is a real book. It's got in notes for every chapter so you know where the information's coming from. You can dive deeper if you'd like. This is not just our commentary. This is fact. Fact that everybody needs to understand what's happening in our world. It's a dangerous place. And here's why we want you to purchase a copy. One, we want you to be educated, obviously. But two, it's a grassroots campaign when you release books like this from major publishers, as we've done here once again. To reach people outside of your normal audience. They may not classify themselves as conservatives or evangelicals, and they may not listen to conservative radio or Christian radio. They may only read the headlines. But if this becomes a bestseller, they will pick up a copy, and a lot more people will get the right information. Now, to get on those bestsellers lists, you have to sell copies of the book. You can do it through, again, going to your local bookstore today or your local chain bookstore like a Barnes & Noble. You could do that by purchasing a copy or two there today. We'd really appreciate that. And you can go online. I encourage you to do both if you're willing to. Go online to buyunholyalliance.com. You get a signed copy, plated, special edition, and a second copy half off.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
We're going to go right to the phone calls here. And again, if you're just joining us this late in the broadcast, Cheryl Mills, her aide, chief of staff, ended up being her lawyer, also worked for the Clinton Foundation, was the go-between between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. Guess what she got? Transactional immunity in the email scandal. There you have it. No wonder they didn't bring a case against Secretary Clinton. I almost said President Clinton, but Secretary Clinton. All right, let's go ahead and take some calls here.
All right, Debbie is calling.
Hey, Debbie.
In San Marcos, Texas. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
My question is this. Everybody knows Clinton are corrupt. I don't know how many times that has to be proven. But since how can we have any confidence that Donald Trump would do anything to make this right if he has been friends with the Clintons up until he decided to run for president?
Well, look, making it right, you don't have any assurances on anything. I mean, let's be clear. In politics, and that's in other things you do, in your faith, you don't have assurances in politics. So there's no such thing as an assurance. No one can tell you if somebody gets in, they're going to do this. Because a lot of presidents would come in, and a strategy would be, let's just get this whole thing behind us, not bring it up anymore, done, not going there. That may be the decision. If Donald Trump ends up being the president, that may be the decision he makes. Just get it over with. That does happen. That's part of politics. But the question is, and this is,
and
we're not telling
people.
Ultimately,
she suffered the most loss of her career, which is denied
the presidency,
most powerful
the power.
Position in the world. And she can blame, finally, potentially at that point, Clinton scandals that ultimately caught up with her.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't catch up to her husband. It's allowed her to continue her rise in her career. That would be, I think, this is what she would likely be blaming. That and obviously some of these health issues. You know, Dempsey and, you know, they're settling these final debate issues. I mean, Hillary Clinton, you know, her campaign was asked about breaks. If a coughing fit happens, there's no breaks in presidential debates.
Right.
There's no commercials. Everybody can carry. You know, it's an event that everybody can carry. There's one feed, and everybody will. Second, she was worried about the height difference. Understandable to a point.
Yeah.
But demanding things that have never been done before.
Yeah.
Like, so what I'm seeing is not that they're making at least requests that are so bad, but that they're starting to freak out a little bit.
Yeah, and she also
is not out there.
I'm going to get quickly thin on this. She's also not been out there. I mean, as Jordan just said, she's not been campaigning. Is that being talked about up there in Washington?
No.
It sure was in New York
time.
When I was there
it's
Monday.
It's big news that this is a critical time in the campaign. She hasn't been out there. Let me just quickly say, too, the line from Hillary Clinton on Monday, Jay, when this issue of Cheryl Mills comes up, is going to be to look at the Trump Foundation. Well, let me tell you something. Donald Trump wasn't Secretary of State. He is not subject to the Federal Records Act. Oh, and by the way, he wasn't using the State Department as an intermediary for his foundation. It's a very different scenario,
absolutely.
But I guarantee you that's the excuse she's going to try to make.
All right, let's go ahead and take another caller. But let me say this. Those of you who are on Facebook, share this with your friends right now, because when we're done on Facebook and Periscope, I've got a special offer I want to talk to you about. But so share it with your friends right now. So go ahead and do that, and let's take another caller comment, Logan.
Yes, let's go to Richard in Illinois.
Hey, Richard.
All right, let's put Richard back on hold. Let's actually go to Bob in Auburn, California.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, you know, the anarchy in our country is starting from the top. It's not, you know, no wonder nobody's behaving, because our politicians aren't showing the loyalties to our country.
I've said that with the IRS case, Bob. That's precisely and exactly what I said. I said this did not start. Remember, they tried to blame it on low-level field agents who were not well-trained. And I said this came from the top, and ultimately what did we find out? Not only did it come from the top, it came from the top of the IRS. It came from the top of the FEC. It came from the top of the Department of Justice. And I suspect it came from the White House itself. I don't have evidence of that, by the way, but just the whole chain of events looks like that. So, you know, who are we kidding? And who are we letting them kid? And it should not be us. But yes, this doesn't stop with some low-level FBI agent investigating Hillary Clinton.
No.
This started with the FBI and the Department of Justice deciding this was never going to be real.
Loretta Lynch, a Bill Clinton protege, and Jim Comey, who was on the same board as where all the Clinton Foundation some money come through. It was his one outside of government position. I was so sick and tired, and you know, and I think most people are now saying, oh, he had this stellar career. He may have. He's now destroyed his own career.
Yes.
And let me tell you how he destroys it. They're betting that Hillary Clinton is going to be president.
Yes.
And that will kind of, they'll somehow surface as maybe he'll be that DOJ. Who knows?
Maybe attorney general.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd get confirmed at this point, but they may put him forward. Ambassador, who knows? I mean, he's technically on paper qualified for lots of positions in government.
Right.
But if Donald Trump becomes president, Jim Comey, you're gonna wonder, you know, bank, even outside positions outside the government, do you want this guy? I mean, the president of the United States has called him some pretty tough things. Do you want this guy on your board? So they're all making a political bet here for the future of their careers.
Yep.
And that's
exactly
not how they're
correct.
Supposed to operate, by the way.
Right, exactly right. All right, we've got 3 minutes with three calls. Can we do it, Logan?
We'll do our best. Richard is calling in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hey, Richard, go ahead.
Yes, my biggest concern that I'm afraid of is, as powerful as the Clintons are and as crooked as they are, if it'll be an honest election. I just have a fear.
I think, Richard, overall, our elections are very fair, and the voter fraud is low. But there are incidents of it, no doubt, and elections here are going to be very close. So I think, look, everybody's going to have a battery of lawyers at each one of these polling sites to make sure it's the fairest election. I still think we have the best system in the world for elections, but look, no one's going to promise anything, but it's going to be, I suspect, and the polls are showing, we didn't get the chance to get to the polls today, this is a really close race.
Very close. I think some of them have been misleading the last week that have shown, oh, Hillary Clinton's up. Those are national polls. They're meaningless, especially now. They are now,
state polls
stop paying attention to them. The only time they put them out, you'll see the mainstream media put it out, is to help the liberal.
Yep.
And so they mean nothing. Look at the 11 states that do. It's neck and neck.
All right, let's get these two calls quickly, and we're going to ask everybody to do our live
Tony, here. San Antonio.
Hey, Tony, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Yep.
God has called you and your boys and Van and your staff for a time as this.
Thank you.
What, if you don't mind, what I would like for you to do is, President Obama said a speech on Saturday, which sounded as if he was more or less yelling. The American people do not have to carry on his legacy, but I want you to explain his legacy to the people. Let them understand what it is. Long time back, when they first started this thing, Hillary said she would carry on his legacy.
Okay. That's a very fair question, Tony. So his legacy has been a reshaping of the Middle East in his image, which has been an absolute fiasco in the region, is explosive. His image was the nationalization of healthcare, which now the Democrats are saying, we didn't even get to this today, the Democrats are saying that Obamacare is not working, we got to fix it. So that's the legacy. I mean, that's his legacy. And, you know, he didn't get as many Supreme Court nominees as he was liked. He got a couple. But that's his legacy. So that's where the fight is. And I think it's going to be a for real fight. All right.
All right, we'll try. I guess Laura is calling on line one.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
I've just been, you know, watching the news about all the riots and stuff. And I think what Bob said earlier is that there's no accountability from the highest level at all. Everyone's seeing everybody getting away with everything and total corruption and everything.
But let me tell you where they don't get away with everything, Laura, because I want to give people hope here. When the IRS did one of the most abusive things in its history, targeting individual citizens of the United States, we went to federal court and we won. When the president tried to stack the NLRB, we went to the Supreme Court and we won. When he tried to override the immigration laws of the United States, we won. So you've got to just be there. And the time between the election and the swearing in of the next president will be the most dangerous 72 days in this presidency, and we will be on it.
Yeah, because President Obama will think you're not paying attention to what he's doing.
Exactly.
And that's when the executive order and the pin stays wet the entire time. Folks, this is it. This is the day you've got to purchase Unholy Alliance. Just in bookstores this week, just in bookstores on Tuesday, get a hard copy. Go to your bookstore today. I'm encouraging everybody's listening right now on the broadcast or watch on Facebook and Periscope. Go get your copy at Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore. Some of the chains as well, Walmart, Costco. Get it today. And you can also go to buyunholyalliance.com. That's buyunholyalliance.com. Purchase a signed copy and get a second one half off. That's a special offer only really the next 24 hours. BuyUnholyAlliance.com. Limited number with plated edition. Go there. We need to make those lists and reach more people with the truth.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliance.com.